Has he got me on? You sure?
Yes.
Well, amen. I am on, ain't I? I ask him. It's good to be here. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to know the Lord. Good to be at Christmas season. Amen. That way we can remember, like we ought to remember every day, that, am I loud? Where are you at, son? Okay. All right. Anyway, hey, take your Bibles. Turn with me. I want to continue to talk about the gift of God. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what the Bible says. We're going to read it in just a moment. We're going to read a lot of scripture this morning concerning the gift of God. It is a gift. I like Christmas. You get gifts at Christmas, right? Amen. All right. My shirt size is... Anyway, I didn't see you writing it down, so I'll stop. Anyway, take your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. I will reference one other verse, Romans 6, verse 23. Stand if you're able. I'll find it in a moment. Romans 6:23, and it reads like this. I'm going to back up and read 22. But now being made free from sin and become servants of God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For, or because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Brother Dolph Welburn, you're going to lead us in prayer, please. Amen. You be seated, please. One other verse in the Bible, it says in 2 Corinthians in chapter 9 and in verse 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable, indescribable gift. I could take the next 30 minutes and not describe Jesus accurately. He is the gift of God, and the gift of God is eternal life through him, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I want to make one other note. Jonathan, as he was reading from the bulletin here, you will notice that there are no notes inside. Okay? I mean, pastor notes, Jonathan notes. The reason for that, I have 6 pages of notes. And if you have seen 6 pages of notes, you would have probably left already. But anyway, the gift of God, I spend 5 minutes on each page. I preach about 30 minutes, okay? So you're ready? Amen. All right. Now, if you say amen a lot, we'll get on soon. If you don't say amen, then service will just drag. And we'll be late getting out. So you need to say amen. Practice with me. Amen. All good. Now, I know. All right. So the gift of God, 'tis the season for giving and receiving. What do you want? Well, it depends on what you have or what you don't have, right? What do you need? Well, again, it depends on what you have or what you don't have. But let me ask you this. What do you need from God? What do you need from God? Now, I'm not asking you to get up and testify, although if you really want to, you can do that. But what do you need from God? If you don't have eternal life, if you don't have Jesus as your Savior, you need Him, amen? You need the gift of God. You need what I'm going to talk about. You will say, Pastor or Preacher, I already have that gift. Praise the Lord. I'll remind you some about it this morning. All right? The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen to me this morning. You'll be able to follow along very easily with me if you'll just think about the letter P. Every one of my points will have a P to it, okay? So the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What do you need from God? He's already given you His love. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but they'll have everlasting life. Now He wants to give you His life. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, what God gives you is the very best. Would you agree with that? God gives you the very best. No seconds, no hand-me-downs, no patched up, no holes in the legs. Oh, I hit a point there, didn't I? I won't go there. All right. No markdowns, no out of style. This is new life. Amen. This is the life of God. God, who is the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, is the great giver. The Father, He gives us a way of God. That's salvation. The Son gives us a way to God. That is reconciliation. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. Paul, in his writing, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, says this reconciliation is through His blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, when He died on that old rugged cross. And the Holy Spirit gives us direction in our lives. John 16:13 and following says, He shall guide you into all truth. He'll guide us in the Word of God. He'll guide us in the work of God. And He'll guide us in the worship of God. He'll guide us in all of that. Can you say amen? All right, now that's helpful. All right. So a gift is, its value is determined by several things. First of all, its usefulness. Did you ever get a gift that you didn't know what you could do with it? Yeah. Say, this is the way you're supposed to be saying. And I've got gifts, and my family is good to do that. They bring me gifts, and some of them are still in the package that you brought it in. I say you're identifying with me, all right? All right. Anyway, it's determined by its usefulness. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can use that gift, amen? It is a useful gift. And then it is also, the value of it, it is determined by its cost. Now, I don't know about you, but I frequent Marvis, Salvation Army, Goodwill, and yard sales. Mary's granddaughter brought me this shirt from a yard sale. And by the way, I like corduroy shirts and size 15 and a half. Okay. All right. Just got it down? All right. Anyway, it's determined by its cost. I want to tell you that eternal life, the gift of God, cost God the Father His greatest treasure, His only begotten Son. And it cost the Son His life. That's value. And then a gift, its value is determined by its endurance. I have before you this morning, and you may have already seen it. You look at it. This is Becca's, right? It has lasted at least 40 years. And this, I want to tell you, is what most children, when they come to our house, get a hold of. We have Jonathan's Kroger truck. And he's old. And we have Tim's Ace Hardware truck. It is still in use, even though they've ridden it down the hall several times. Amen. Yeah. But anyway, this came in a set of two dogs and a little mouse. Remember, Becca? And the little mouse swept the floor as she went. It's an enduring toy. You don't find many like that today. But I want to tell you, the gift of God will endure forever. it'll continue forever. So God is a great giver. He is the giver. Let me read you some scripture from the Bible, or quote from the Word of God. God so loved the world that He gave as many as received Him. He gave the authority to become the children of God, even to those that believe on His name. John 10:28, I give unto them eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life, where our text was. Romans 8:32, He will give us all things through His Son. By grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. By 1 John 5:11, 12, and 13, He has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. So God is a giver, amen? Then the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the gift of God is, the first point is the purpose of the gift. Look at the first part of the verse. The wages of sin is death. That was the purpose of the gift. Had no sin ever come, Jesus would never had to come. Had no sin come into our world through what they did in the Garden of Eden, then Jesus would never have to have left heaven and come and died on this earth. But He did come. The Bible teaches us that He, Jesus, came into our world. Jonathan read my notes before he got up. That's reading. He had all these things to say. No, he didn't read them. But that confirms what I need to this message today. The wages of sin is death. The great need of man is to have forgiveness of sin. And your great need is to have forgiveness of sin. Amen? That's your great need, to have your sin. Sin separates from God, the Bible says in more than one place. Sin brings forth death in its final stage. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My Bible teaches me that Jesus came, He lived, and He done all of the things that He did. He died on an old rugged cross, and He raised on the third day so that you and I could have forgiveness of sin. Paul in his writing said this, it said about him, through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin, as many as will believe in His name. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He desires to, that's His desire. He can and He will forgive every sin. No other gift, no matter how good, how much you pay for it, or how much not you pay for it, could ever forgive your sins. Never take care of the sin problem. You cannot buy it. You cannot bargain for it. You must believe and receive. Second thing that I want you to notice this morning out of this text, not only the purpose of the gift, but the provider of the gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God the Father. I heard a story. I don't know if it's true. It was told to be true. And you may have heard it, and it may not have heard it just like this. After the Second World War in Germany, and you remember the Holocaust, where 2 million plus Jews were incarcerated and died because they were Jews. At the end of the war, there came a man leading a little girl into an orphanage in Germany. And he said, I want you to take care of this little girl. And the person that was interviewing said, what's the relationship? I'm her father. I'm sorry. If she has a living parent, we cannot take them in. He said, do you mean that if I'm not living, that you'll take care of her? And she said, yes. And he took her hand and placed it in the hand of that person, of the receptionist, and said, I'll take care of that. And he went and hung himself. That's supposed to be a true story. God the Father, in eternity past, said, son, we are going to make a world, a universe. and we're going to make people. But they're going to sin. And sin brings death. And somebody will have to die. This is something that somebody said, and I'm repeating. And Jesus said, Father, you mean if someone dies, if I die, they can be set free? They can live? Yes. And he said, I can take care of that. And he came to our world, and he died on an old rugged cross for me and you and you and you. And you go around this room this morning, and every person on planet Earth that has ever lived, Jesus died for them that day on Calvary's cross, that you might live. Now, if you want to celebrate Christmas right, you get that thought in your mind. Because that's the gift of God. Eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So the provider of the gift, God so loved that he gave. The Father sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior. You see, God began his giving in eternity past. He continued it in the Garden of Eden. He gave Adam and Eve a choice. He said, it's all there. It's for you, except that one tree. Leave it alone. They had a choice. He gives us a choice. We can believe or not believe. We can receive or not receive. He gave them a cleansing. He killed, I believe, a lamb. Shed its blood. And the Bible says, we're clean through the blood of the Lamb. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He gave them a choice. He gave them a cleansing, and he gave them a covering. He made coats of skin and covered them. He does the same with you and I. He gives us a choice. He gives us a cleansing, and he gives us a covering. We're clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. Note, it is a gift, the gift of God, and it must be received. Third, it's a personal gift. I like that. Three, 4 years ago at our church at Centerville, I wrapped a gift, all pretty Christmas paper, and put inside a $5 bill. And I put it on a podium out front in our vestibule and wrote on it, whosoever. Nobody touched it. Nobody. We had 50, 60 people there, and not one person would take the gift. It said, had their name on it. It was whosoever. I want to tell you, the gift of God has your name on it. It's whosoever. So I walked back during the message, got the box, opened it up, and showed them what they missed. I want to tell you that if you refuse the gift of God, God says this is what you'll miss: eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what you'll miss. So it's a personal gift that God wants to give you. Whosoever believes in him, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, whosoever will may come, as many as receives him, to them he gives the right to become the children of God. It's for everyone. Hey, Brother Don, I like that. It's for me. It's for me. Steve, it's for you. Jonathan, it's for you. I can go around the room this morning and call you if I know your name, and I'll tell you, it's for you. It's a personal gift. Personal. that God, whosoever will, may take of the water of life freely. Someone said, he came for me, wrote a song, he died for me, he lives for me. One day, he's coming for me. Amen. It's a personal gift. There's a song that I love. I don't hear it much anymore. I gave my life for thee. Know that one? What hast thou given to me? And then verse 4 of that song, Brother Al Ray, it says, I gave good gifts to thee. What hast thou given to me? Amen. And then let me tell you, it's a person gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's a person gift. You get Him if you have this life is in the Son, 1 John 5:11. If you have the Son, you have life. The Bible says in 1 John 5:13. The Bible says in Romans 5:15, the gift by grace by one man, Jesus Christ. In John 20:31, and believing, you may have life in His name. So it's a person gift, right? Absolutely. I can't read the clock. I guess it makes any difference. I preach till I get on anyway. And believing you may have life in His name. Ephesians 1:7 says, in Him we have redemption, forgiveness, according to the riches of His grace. It says in Romans 5:17, the gift of righteousness is through one, Jesus Christ. So it's a person gift. Amen. It's a person gift. He is your Savior. He is your life. He is your hope. Amen. He is your hope. Without Him, the old song says, I'd forever be lost. But with Him, you're alive forevermore. Praise the Lord. Alive forevermore. And then let me tell you, it's a perfect gift. Now you've opened it up and you said, and you had your fingers crossed. You know, that's supposed to negate lying, isn't it? Right? Come on now. This way. Tell me it is. Anyway, they used to tell me that anyway. Yeah, thank you, Sarah. All right. You say, just what I wanted. You say, what is this anyway? Yeah. But this is a perfect gift because every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness of turning. It's a perfect gift. It's from a perfect Father. I want to tell you, it'll be a perfect fit. It'll assure you of a perfect future if you'll receive the perfect gift of God. Amen. It's a perfect gift. Just your size, and one size fits all. Amen. Amen. God took care of that long before man, manufacturer, thought of it. And it's the best that God or man will ever offer you. Better than money. Better than miracles. Better than moments of pleasure. It's a perfect gift. The gift of God is what? Eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable, indescribable gift. And then let me tell you, from the text, it's a present gift. I don't mean a present, but it's present right now. The gift of God is, right now, a present gift. The Bible says in John 5 and verse 24, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life. Right now, they have everlasting life. Jesus said in John 10, 28, I give unto them eternal life. The Bible says in 1 John 5, 12 and 13, he that has the Son has life presently, right now, that you may know that you have eternal life. When you receive the gift, you get the whole package. I like that. You get the life of God. You get the Son. You get to become the children of God. The whole deal. You get it all. You receive what God. You become a child of God. Your name is written down in heaven. You have an inheritance in heaven. And Peter said, as he was describing it, it brings joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Now, I'm not looking to see what time it is, but in the Eastern time zone, it's 15 minutes till 1. They probably done quit church, hadn't they? They're out the door. We'll get out before then, okay? But what I'm saying is, the altar of God has already been frequented by somebody. They've come to the long altar of God. I like your altar here. There's a lot of folks could get in this, couldn't it? A lot of folks need to get in this. All right, thank you. A lot of people have already come to the altar of God today, and they've cried out, oh God, forgive my sin. Save me. Jesus, come into my life. And already the recording angel of God, he's been busy. He's been writing down the name. All across this world, people have been coming to the Savior today. Isn't that glorious? Isn't that wonderful? That the angel of God has been busy. And all through heaven, the angels of God have been saying, amen, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen. You say, where'd you get that? In the book. It says there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. When Donna came to the Lord, the angel was saying, hush, hush, Donna. She wrote her name down. Wrote her name down. When Jim, I'm talking about him, this one right here. And they said, what was that boy's name over there, Leonard? Jim Whitlaw. And they wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's there this morning. Because I got the gift of God. Eternal life in Jesus Christ. I got him. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a present gift. And the Bible says it'll be a source of endless praise, where we'll be singing that great old hymn, praise Him, praise Him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Wish you up here singing. Oh, earth. His wonderful love proclaim. And then, you knew I'd get to this. It's there in the text. It's a permanent gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You won't have to come back and get it next year or the next year. Or the next year. You're not going to ever need to repair it or recycle it or any of those terms that you hear today. It's eternal life. It's a permanent gift. Aren't you glad? It's what God gives to everyone that will come to an altar of God and say, Father, in your Son's name, I repent, I believe, I receive, and you'll get the gift of God, which is eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The gift of God. It's a permanent gift. It's lasting. It will never, 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 never. I don't have enough time to say never, never, never. It'll never grow old. It'll never get out of style. You'll never lose or misplace God, because God comes into your life in His Son, in Himself, and in His Spirit. And so if I can lose it, then I lose God. And I'm not holding to the hand of God, but God's holding me. Praise the Lord. It has God's guarantee twice. It has His name on it twice. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's a pretty good guarantee. Better than you'll get anything from Walmart or anything. Amen. It's a gift of God. And then let me bring it all to a conclusion. The gift of God is the greatest gift ever given. And this gift will never be given again. This man, Jesus, when he had offered one sacrifice for sin, sat down at the right hand of the Father on high. He'll never offer it again. It'll never be given again, excuse me. It's been bought and fully paid for. It's free. And there's not anything you can compare it to. You can't do anything to deserve it. By grace are you saved, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Man can't buy it, nor can he give it to you. Let me wrap it up by saying, religion is not salvation. Love is not life. Happiness is not joy. Glitter is not God. Gifts are not the gift. It's the gift of God. This gift was bought at the greatest price by the greatest person for the greatest purpose, your salvation and mine. The gift of God is not under a tree, but He died on a tree for you and I. It's ready. It's real. It's free. The Bible says it's a free gift of God, Romans 5:15. It is for you. Let me ask you, what more could you ask? It's the gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So my question to you, have you received a gift? Not a gift, but the gift of God. We're going to sing in just a moment a hymn of invitation. Brother Al Ray, you, Miss Carrie, if you will, please. If you're here and you've never received the gift of God, and you want to, Jonathan's going to be down here. And you can come and talk to him, or you can talk to me, or you can talk to one of these ladies if you're a lady. And you want to talk to them about the Lord, you come right on. But it's my desire, and it's God's desire, which is greater than mine, is that you receive His gift. The gift of God is eternal life. And if you don't have it, you need it. This is the greatest need in your life. Why are we singing what number? 307. Number 307. Stand with me. You need to come. You need to come for any reason. You come and receive the gift of God, or tell Jonathan what you need while we sing.